The work of librarians, archivists, collectors, and the curious have helped develop archives of deep memory, the essence of our culture that needs to be preserved. We envision archiving as a democratic process. Yes, prioritize, but find a home for everything that we may need to revisit in our imagined future. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Ancient Analog Archive. And yes, you can find Dizzy Fingers by the Carpenters, as well as all of the recordings featured on the Ancient Analog Archive on archive.org.
Let's hear some jazz.
A user named Radio Free Crockett, an amazing, amazing archivist on archive.org, has just dropped a collection of 110 jazz music classics. We're going to dive into some of those tunes on the Ancient Analog Archive, the Jazz Edition. Part one? Could be part one. Bill Evans with How Deep Is the Ocean? Before that, we heard Art Pepper with Duke Ellington's Caravan. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Ancient Analog Archive, diving deep into the world of archive.org.
Well, the world has seven wonders that the travelers always tell. Some gardens and some towers.
Woody Guthrie with just a damn good song.
But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's that King Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam.
You're on the Soundbeat. The eighth wonder of the world title has been bestowed on countless entities, from the Great Wall of China to Andre the Giant. But no matter what you call it, Washington's Grand Coulee Dam is truly a wonder. It's 550 feet tall, just short of a mile long, and one of the largest concrete structures in the world. Just how much concrete is contained therein? 12 million cubic yards, more than three times as much as the Hoover Dam, and enough to build a highway from Seattle to Miami. You've been listening to Grand Coulee Dam, written and recorded by Woody Guthrie in 1941. The Bonneville Power Administration commissioned the tune to garner support for hydroelectric regulation.
He said, roll along Columbia, you can ramble to the sea, but a river while you're rambling, you can do some work for me.
Guthrie was paid only $10 to write the song, but considered it an honor. Find out why at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Welcome to the Ancient Analog Archive, a program curated from the vast vaults of recordings preserved and available for listening or digital download on archive.org. It's like a trip through your local library record bins from the 1970s, a time capsule of audio obscurities. I'm DJ Frederick, delving deep into the dusty boxes of records and tapes from our analog past. Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. We're delving deep into some selections of jazz music that are available for download from archive.org, courtesy of the archivist Radio Free Crockett. Here's Gene Ammons with Canadian Sunset.
Thank you.
we're hearing some jazz selections on the Ancient Analog Archive.
This is Bird Note. Musician Andrew Bird is known as a songwriter, violinist, and, like his namesake, a virtuoso whistler. His grandmother taught him to whistle when he was about six, and his mom says he would go into the woods to use the skill.
My mom tells it that I would go out there and try to imitate or communicate with the birds. My mom tends to embellish her stories quite a bit, so I don't know. It sounds a little too cute to me, but...
Embellished or not, Andrew found himself reaching for these same skills for a project on birdsong. Researching recordings of birds that have gone extinct, he was struck by the Kauai o'o.
They captured the song of the last male of the species, but falling on deaf ears because there were no females left.
For the resulting song, Rare Birds, Andrew played a repeating violin groove and whistled a version of the o'o's song, along with his interpretation of the mourning dove. Whistling melodies of birds both living and extinct, alongside his violin, Andrew creates a kind of otherworldly natural soundscape.
I don't know, there's something very joyous about that. And it's just kind of like a call from the forest canopy, you know?
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Kenny Burrell and John Coltrane with Freight Train. You know, that sounds like an imaginary station. I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Ancient Analog Archive, and we are exploring the deep caverns of archive.org, where there is an amazing wealth of music available for you to download, among a myriad of many other things. I'm glad you could tune in and join us here at the Digital Green Preservation Society. If you'd like to correspond, working on getting a specific email for this program, you can email me at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. Now, I believe that I included the pilot episode for the Les Paul radio show in the first program, and I'm going to we're going to roll tape on the second program, the Les Paul show. It's one of my favorites, and the entire series is available for download from archive.org. And no, this is not a commercial. This is just an appreciation. All right. The Les Paul Show.
The Les Paul Show. The Les Paul Trio and one recording machine bring you an exceedingly transcribed quarter hour of music you never thought could happen. Here's three people who sound like more and listen like a million. And here's the man in the middle, a Paul named Les.
Hi, this is Les Paul speaking. I'd like to introduce the other two members of the trio, Mary Ford and Eddie Stapleton.
Hi.
Eddie plays all the rhythm instruments and Mary does all the vocal parts.
Hello.
Well, Mary in real life is my squaw, you know.
Ugh.
Well, I guess that takes care of the introduction, so on with the show, and it's NOLA. Ford, ready to
sing.
Yes,
I think you ought to tell them about that little guitar you just played with a weird sound.
Oh, well, that guitar is about 18 inches long and it's tuned about an octave higher than the big standard guitar. And that's how we get that different sound. Now back to more music. This time we all get a workout. It's The World is Waiting for the Sunrise.
Thank you.
You know, Mary, we've sure got an unusual bass player at that.
Yes, I noticed.
Ed, open your mouth a minute. Mary, just listen to these teeth.
Hmm.
Now, say ah.
Ah.
No, say ah, you know.
Aha.
Ed, see, he's just from sturdy stock. Ed, how much is 6 and 6?
12.
72 and 72.
Ah.
Well, now, that's a little rough. Well, we're going to feature Ed on this next number, along with Mary and myself. Ed, when I drop my arm, that'll be your cue to start singing.
I got a little wife, she's the joy of my life. There's no place like home. I got a little house that I call my own. Come home at night from a hard day's work, meets 6-7 kids with a face full of dirt. And they all go to sleep on the bosom of my shirt. There's no place like home.
Now? Not now.
Home, sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. When the relatives come to visit you, there's no place like home. They'll bring their trunks and stick like glue. There's no place like home. They'll take all the very best beds you've got, and you can sleep out in a broken old cot.
Everybody breathe.
With a brother-in-law who's about half shot, there's no place like home. For medicine without any light, there's no place like home. You jump out of bed on an upturned track, come sliding downstairs in the middle of your back, and your wife hollers out, oh, hurry up, Jack, there's no place like home.
Get ready.
There's no place like home.
That's it. Well, let's relax and listen to Mary sing Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't
Here's Ed playing all four of the rhythm instruments.
Hey, Les.
Yes, sir, Edward.
Could you try me with another number?
Oh, no.
No, anything but that. And as I was saying, Mary's going to sing all the vocal parts.
And don't
parts.
Forget to tell him you play seven guitars.
That's right, and the tune is Jealous.
I'm jealous of the moon that shines above, 'cause it shines upon the one I love. I'm jealous of the birdies in the trees, always singing sweetest melodies. I'm jealous of the pretty flowers too. I miss the kiss they always get from you. Jealous of tick-tock on the shelf, even getting jealous of myself.
I guess we got to run along, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself. See you again soon.
This has been the Les Paul Trio, all tricked out in a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on guitar, one part Mary Ford on the vocals, and one part Eddie Stapleton on the rhythm gadgets. All parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is America's number one advertising medium, NBC.
The Non-Commercial Broadcast Consortium.
Soundtracks to Forgotten Films.
Well, I found a soundtrack to a film from 1970 called The Grasshopper that was directed by Jerry Paris and starred Jacqueline Bisset, Joseph Cotten, and Christopher Stone. Also had a cameo by Penny Marshall, of all people. This film was quickly forgotten. And it's amazing that the soundtrack LP was actually released with music by Billy Goldenberg. Here's the tune, Traveling with a Star.
Thank you.
from 1970, the soundtrack to the film The Grasshopper by Billy Goldenberg, and that was Christine, the theme from The Grasshopper. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Ancient Analog Archive. Thank you for your moral support, and I hope you are enjoying these broadcasts, diving deep into archive.org. 73, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Or maybe I'll flip you on the catch side.